For more on what this announcement means to controllers already working in the nation's air traffic control system, we turn to Hamid Ghaffari. He's an air traffic controller who joined the FAA in 1990. He works at the FAA's Air Route Traffic Control Center in Palmdale, California, where he's also the union representative. Mr. Ghaffari, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
You work at what aviation people call LA Center. It controls a huge swath of airspace above Arizona, Utah, Nevada, and California. I guess the emphasis there is on huge. Give us some sense for how this plan for new controllers would affect where you work.
Well, for us, unfortunately, it's too little, too late, and we've been communicating this with the heads of the FAA since 2002, not just from the union side, but from management side. Both of us have been on the exact same page as saying this facility is severely understaffed. So unfortunately for us, whatever they do right now, it's too little, too late.
Well, when you say that you're severely understaffed, what does that mean in terms of day-to-day operations?
There are more and more situations where typically our radar sectors that are designed to be handled by two people are being staffed with one. You know, there's only so many things we can do at once. And when you start overloading someone with different tasks, what you're going to end up with, as the FAA has so eloquently put it, is human error or lack of judgment, which can result in tragic consequences.
Now, when you say you have one person doing the work that's normally done by two people, physically, what does that mean in terms of, you know, what would that one person do? What would they have to monitor? What does that additional workload mean?
The primary task of the person sitting behind the radar scope is to make sure that the aircraft don't hit. That's the primary task. But in order to accomplish that, you also have to do a lot of offline coordinations. And that's typically handled by that second person. And when you take that second person out, now that person's attention is taken away from the radar scope, and you have to deal with a lot of the administrative tasks that come along with getting you from point A to point B.
Well, now, you say that this is too little, too late, but is this a case where something is better than nothing? This must be essentially a good thing that the FAA is adding controllers, maybe not as many as you'd like to see, but they are adding controllers.
Well, for the entire past year, while 500 people, 500 controllers left the FAA, they hired 13. I mean, you put that in a business sense, it really doesn't make any sense. And locally here, during the past 2 years, while we've gained 44 controllers, at the same time, we lost 102.
I mean, I just want to ask you something quickly about the job itself. People rarely get to see what the control room looks like. If they have, it's usually on screen in a movie or on television. What's your typical day like? What is it that makes the job so stressful?
Well, I'll have to agree that it is stressful, but at the same time, and it's an extremely rewarding job to know that at the end of the day, that you managed to get families, you managed to get moms, dads, kids safely home, and that's very rewarding. But your typical day, you come in, and there'll be peaks, there'll be lows, and there'll be times where you'll be sitting there, and you'll have enough time to be able to turn around, take a drink of water. While at the same time, there'll be periods where you won't even be able to blink for about 2 hours because it's just nonstop.
There are a lot of, many controllers were hired in the wake of the PATCO strike, and many of them are coming up now on 25 years in the system, which means that a lot of them are looking at retirement. Are you attending a lot of retirement parties these days?
Well, unfortunately, one of the things that's true about controllers is when they get ready to retire, typically controllers don't have too many parties. They just want to get away from this job. This job is extremely taxing on your body, and when it comes time for you to go, you don't even want to have a retirement party. You just want to be able to leave and go do something that's a little bit more relaxing.
Hamid Ghaffari, thanks so much for speaking to us.
You're so very welcome.
Hamid Ghaffari is an air traffic controller with the FAA. He's also a union representative with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association in Palmdale, California.